we're talking wedgie etiquette this morning, because yesterday when I was at City Park, really nice day, so there were lots of people at the park. So you'd think this girl would be even more conscious of what was going on, you know, that, hey, someone may catch me doing this. I got stuck behind this girl who was trying to remove a wedgie for a good minute and a half. She was doing everything she could. She was doing the, you know, I'm going to kick my leg out awkwardly to the right, trying to, you know, maybe move some fabric around to, like, the full out, you know, I'm going to claw at it and everything, you know, type of move. And so I deliberately hung back. My pace before that, I could have kept on going right past her, but then she would have known that I was observing the wedgie and she would have been embarrassed, right? So I chose to hang back until she was done with the wedgie, held on a little bit longer, and then went for the pass move so that she wouldn't know that I was wedgie watching, you know, that entire time. You think that was the right move?
Was there anybody behind you?
Not real close. No, it was a ways back.
Okay.
So.
Could have been weird if somebody just saw you kind of slowing down.
And then just staring.
Yeah.
At the wedgie action. And I wasn't trying to be a creep, but, you know, I didn't want to embarrass her by passing her and letting her know, oh my goodness, that guy must have seen me de-wedgifying over here. Did I make the right move? 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
Yeah, was the girl hot?
Oh, yeah. She was pretty good looking.
You could have been an asshole and asked her if she needed some help.
Well, what would that prove? I mean, you ask me, is she attractive? I say yes. Then you immediately give me advice to completely scare her away forever and possibly, you know, kick me in the groin or something.
Maybe not. I mean, if she's digging in her butt in public, I mean...
Yeah, I know. And you'd think, aren't you a little bit more aware of your surroundings? If I've got a wedgie or something I got to get rid of and I'm in public, I'm doing a full 360, making sure no one's looking first, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted me to see the wedgie removal. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
maybe.
Know. Well, thanks for the call, man.
All right.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. And, I mean, if you're removing a wedgie, the responsibility is on you to be aware of your surroundings, you know? I just tried to save her some humiliation by, you know, holding back, not passing her. Right?
But if she's listening now, she's humiliated.
Well, it's not like I know her name or anything.
Yeah, but she's still, she was caught in the act.
She's still an in-the-closet wedgie remover, you know? Well,
yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I'm guessing that... I don't know. What do you think?
Hey, man, I would have probably just, like, I don't know, gotten frustrated and just tried to give her a hand or something. I don't know.
Give her a hand.
Reach down there, do that, and be like, there you go, and just run on, you know?
Well, I do carry a pair of barbecue tongs with me. I guess I could have tried to...
Put on some rubber gloves and grab a bunch of handful of fabric and just pull, you know? Like, give her a reverse wedgie or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Went from not wanting to embarrass her to going straight to jail, so...